Okay, good morning. Today is Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel. Today's Daf and the whole week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Lezicha Nishmas, W. Chil Michal, Ben Yeshua Chaim. Shalom Shalom Aleichem. So we are in the middle of discussing why we're bringing a source that the Rosh Hashanah for the kings, the date the Shtaros, is in Nisan. So we're having some back and forth. It's really, really smack in the middle. I'm going to go back just to read the Gemara for the flow. All the way back to Amar of Yochanan, which is a little bit far up. The Amar of Yochanan, Minayim Malachim She'ein Morin Lema Elam Nisan, how do we know that for the kings we count for Nisan? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, by Shlomo Melech, by Hibe Shmonim Shana, by Arbama O Shana, let's say Shmei Yisom, at Tzrayim, Vishnas Arviz, Bechodesh Ziv, Hu Chodesh Hashini, Melech Shlomo Al Yisrael, by Yivin Abayis. So it counts over here that the Pasuk says the Shana is called the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Makis, right? The counted towards the from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Makish Malchus Shlomo Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's comparing the Malucha of Shlomo to the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mayetzi Mitzrayim in Nisan. Just like Yetzias Mitzrayim, we start counting from Nisan. So that's what took place. Af Malchus Shlomo Nisan. So too Malchus Shlomo, we count from Nisan. So here you see, you count the years of a king from Nisan. I have Yetzias Mitzrayim Gufa Minolim Diminisam Minonyan. How do we know that we count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Nisan? Maybe we left the Nisan, but we count the years based on Tishrei. That can't be. The pasuk says when Aaron died, Aaron went up to Hor Har, Al Pi Hashem, Vayom Hashem Bishnas Arboim. He went up and died in the 40th year. The Tzeis Bnei Yisrael Bechodesh Hachamishi, the fifth month, which is Rosh Chodesh Av. Trivia question: what's Aaron's yahrzeit? Rosh Chodesh Av, the Echad Chodesh. Shenet Bixiv, and it says by the Tocha. So that's in the 40th year, and it says by the Tocha, by Hiba Arvim Shana, by Shtei Asar Chodesh, in the 40th year, in the 11th month. That's where Moshe speak. So Av is the 40th year, and then we pass by Tishrei, and we get to Adar, which is in we get to Shvat, which is the 11th month. They both call the year 40. So we haven't proved that Nisan is the new year, but for counting. But we see for Yetzias Mitzrayim, we see that Tishrei is not. So the Gemara says, okay, wait, no. Bishma, hey, I understand how you can say that by Mises Aaron, it's the years that you leave, it was counting based on the years you leave Mitzrayim, Mepharish Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because it says explicitly in the Pasuk, Shnas Arboim, Letzeis Bnei Yisrael, Yeretz Mitzrayim. But Elahai, where it says by the Tocha Moshe of Arboim Shona, how are you saying that's still the same, why are you saying it's the same count? It's talking about when we left Mitzrayim. Dilma Lakamas HaMishkan. Maybe it's taken 40 years from a different time period, from 40 years since after they built the Mishkan, which would then be year 41, which doesn't make sense because they weren't in the Midbar for 41 years. So the Gedam Rapapa, so like Rapapa says elsewhere, which we'll see today's daf, he says, Shnas Esrim, Zer Yishava. He says, year 20 years, 20 years. So whatever applies to 20 years where it's explicit applies to 20 years where it's not explicit. Hachanami, Shnas Arbaim. He says, Shnas Arbaim in both places. Like Zer Yishava for Zer Yishava. Ma'akan, just like by Mises Aaron, it says explicitly that we're counting 40 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Avkan Yetzias Mitzrayim, so too here Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore you see that one counted in Av, one counted in Shvat. We overlap with Tishrei, and still both called the 40th year. Tishrei can't be the Rosh Hashanah for Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if Tishrei is not the 40th year for Yetzias Mitzrayim, so it must be Nisan. If Nisan, we count from Nisan for Yetzias Mitzrayim, we count for Shlomo for Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, wait a second, Umimaydin Maisa Av Kadim. How do we know that Mises Aaron took place before Moshe gave his speech? Right, so maybe Mises Aaron took place first in Av, and then that's the year 40, and then he came to, right, so maybe Dilma Mises, Maybe Mises Shvat came first, the speaking of Moshe to Bnei Yisrael, Arboim Shana, that took place in Shvat. You passed the Nisan, and now we're in Av, and Aaron dies, and it's still year 40. So the Nisan is not the new year. Right? Mimayda Maisa Av de Kadim. Dilma Maisa de Shvat Kadim. Mar says, Los Lakadaita, that can't be. The Ksiv. Because you can't say that Aaron died after the Tocha of Moshe. Because the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, by the Tocha of Moshe. Right? It says in the beginning of the Parshas Devarim, Achareyako so e Sichon. This whole thing is talking about after he killed Sichon. Right? The Kinach Nafshi de Aaron. And when Aaron died, Akati Havi Sichon Kayon. Sichon was still alive. So Aaron died before Sichon died. And Moshe speaking after Sichon died. So clear that Moshe speaking after Aaron died. Right? Tiksiv, how do we know? Tiksiv, the Pasuk says, this is right after Aaron died. It says, Vayishma HaKanani Melech Arad for the Knani, the king of Arad, Yoshe Banegev, he bought Yisrael Derech HaSarim, Yilachem Yisrael. He saw that here that Aaron died, and they came and they fought. And we'll see in a moment that Arad is Sichon. So the Gemara says, so that's right, Umashmur Shama. So what did Arad hear that would cause them to come to battle B'nai Yisrael at that time? Shama Shemes Aaron, he heard that Aaron died, V'nistalku Anani HaKavod, and since the Anani HaKavod were there for Aaron, there was a moment in time when the Anani HaKavod left, and then they came back because of B'skos Moshe, but V'kisavor, so he thought, with the Ananim left, Nitna Rishus B'lacham Yisrael, now he has permission to go fight, you know, they lost their defense. Their defenses were down, right, the radar was down, and now they were vulnerable. Behind the Ksiv, that's what the Pasuk says, V'yiru kol ha'ida ki gava Aaron. The whole nation, pshat means the whole nation saw that Aaron had passed away. But Amar Rabbi Abba said, don't read Al Tikri Vayiru, that they saw his death, Ella Vayera'u, they were seen. I mean, now they're seen, now they're exposed, right, Vayera'u, that they were seen by others. Because Aaron died, the Anani HaKavod lifted, they were now exposed and seen. Kedarish Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish explains, that the word ki, the Amar Reish Lakish ki, Mishamish ba'arba l'shonos. Ki can mean four different things. Ki can mean e, which means im, if. Dilma, which means shema, or maybe. Ella, rather, which means it contradicts what we said before. And daha, or it can be giving a reason. So what's going on here? So it's giving a reason. It says, the pasuk says, v'yeira'u kol ha'ida, the whole nation was exposed. Ki gava Aaron, because Aaron died. That's what the key is, because the key is daha, shaharei, because Aaron died. So that's why he was exposed. So now you see that Arad attacked after Aaron died. So you can't tell me that the order was, and the speech of Moshe was after the Miso Sichon. You can't tell me that Aaron died after Sichon. The Gemara says, Midami. Hasam Kanan, right there it's Haknani. We just take it as granted, but the Gemara says, it says V'Knani Melech Arad. And now we're talking about Sichon, who's not the Knani. So the Gemara says, no, it is. Tana, who, Sichon, who, Arad, who, Knan. Sichon, Arad, Knan, same person. Right? So why is he called with three different names? Sichon, because Shedom L'Sayach Midbar. He's like a Sayach, which is some sort of like wild donkey that runs around in the desert. Knan Al-Shem Al-Husso. Canaan is because that's where his kingdom was. He was the king in Eretz Canaan. And Mashmo, and what was his Shmo? His Shmo was Arad. Right? Ika the army. Some say, no, Arad Shadomal Arad Bamidbar. That is also some wild donkey in the desert. Canaan Al-Shem Al-Husso. Canaan's name was kingdom. Umashmo, and his name is Sichon. So therefore, you're clear that, again, we got to keep in mind what we're doing. Therefore, it's clear that Aaron died before the speech of Moshe. Aaron dies in Av, Moshe speaks in Shvat, it's still called year 40. So it's still, if it's year 40, is this, and so it's year 40, we're counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim, year 40 from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore year 40 from Yetzias Mitzrayim, it doesn't flip over by Tishrei, and therefore you can compare it to Shlomo and Yetzias Mitzrayim, 40-40, not counting toward Tishrei, assuming that means we count from Nisan. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, all we just did was prove that it's not Tishrei, because we overlap Tishrei. But who says we count from Nisan? Every month we can go through and say it could be Nisan. We can count from Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. We can count from all of those. It doesn't overlap. It doesn't overlap the Tishrei. Okay, he says
the Aaron getting messed up again.
Doesn't overlap in doesn't overlap Nisan. All the months between it don't overlap Nisan. So Gemara says, "V'ema Rosh Hashanah Litzis Mitzrayim isn't being ER. We'll count from ER." Someone said, "Why you would say that? Like, what brings you to say any other month? Like, we left in Nisan, so why would you count from any other month? Like, July 4th, 1776, we're going to start counting from September 12th. Why? That's when it happened. Okay. So V'ema Rosh Hashanah ER. So Gemara says, "Lo Sakadaita. You can't think that Rosh. You don't right. So what happens is, right? We just proved that Rosh Hashanah is not Tishrei. And also we just proved that all the months between Av and Shvat can't be, right, because there's the overlap. The Gemara says after Shvat, but Eima Rosh Hashanah Iyar, says no, Lo Sakadaitech, you can't think that, the Ksiv, Pasuk says in Shmos, Vayihi B'chodesh HaRishon, which is the first month, so we all know, the Gemara's assume that the month Rishon starts by Nisan. So Nisan is the first month. So Vehibai Chodesh HaRishon, which is Nisan, Bashana HaShenis, in the second year that they left Mitzrayim, the Echad HaChodesh, so the Rosh Chodesh Nisan in year two, Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan is built. Uksiv, and then it says again, Vehibashana HaShenis, it was in the second year, Bachodesh HaSheni, in the second month, which is Iyar, Na'ala Anam Ala Mishkan HaEdus, and the cloud lifted, and now there was the Mishkan was starting in service. So we have Nisan is year two, and then the next Iyar is year two. Well, if Iyar is when we start counting, when we left Mitzrayim, Iyar should be year three. Right? So Gemara says, Midekai b'Nisan mekar leishan hashenis. We're in Nisan, we're calling it the second year. Midekai b'Iyar, we're in Iyar, we're calling it the second year. Vikari leishan hashenis, and we're calling it shan hashenis, mechlal, the Rosh Hashanah lav Iyar. Iyar cannot be the Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise now it would be year three. And where it says, okay, fine, the aim of Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Maybe Rosh Hashanah for when we start counting from when we left Mitzrayim is in Sivan. That might make more sense, because maybe the whole purpose of Yisias Mitzrayim is Matan Torah, so we start counting from there. He says, no, lo salkatayt, he can't think that either. Diksiv, the Pasuk says, when Bnei Yisrael came to Har Sinai, Bachodesh HaShlishi, in the third month, which is Sivan, let's say it's Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. V'im Isa, and if Rosh Hashanah for Yitzias Mitzrayim is Sivan, it should say, Bachodesh HaShlishi, B'shana Shenis. Now we just flipped years. So call it the second years. The second year. Miboyle. The Gemara says, it can't be that. The Gemara says, fine. So it's not Iyar, it's not Sivan, Ve'ema Tammuz, Ve'ema Av, Ve'ema Adar, any of these months it could be. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. We're going to retract from what we just said. Ela Amra V'Lazar, Lo says M'Hacha. This is where we learn that the Rosh Hashanah for kings is going to be on the Echad Nisan. This is also another pasuk by Binyan Beis Hamidrash by Shlomo, but this is in Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim Beis, Paragimel, Pasuk Beis. It says, Vayachel Livnos Bachodesh HaSheni. He completed the construction in the second month, which is Iyar. Basheni, and there's this undefined word Basheni in the middle. We don't know what that means. Right? Bishnas Arba L'Malchuso, the fourth year of his kingdom. So Gemara says, My Sheni. What does it mean? What does the word Sheni mean? Lav does not mean, right, Sheni Liyerek Shemonim Bola Malchuso. It's Bachodesh HaSheni in the second month for which you count for his kingdom. That's what you can say the word Sheni means. So what would that mean? That would mean the second month would be after the first month, which is Nisan, which means you started in counting in Nisan. So Gemara says, well, who says that? Maskifle Ravina, Ve'ema Sheni Bachodesh. Maybe it means on the second day of the month. Right? So we would say Bachodesh HaSheni, Basheni, on the second day of the month, giving us the day. The Gemara says, no, the MK, if that was the case, Sheni Bachodesh Behejahag Kisiv Bey. When they give the day of the month, they usually say Bachodesh afterwards. So this doesn't say Bachodesh. There's an Eni Sheni B'Shabbos. Maybe it means on Monday. Maybe it was the second day of the week, Basheni. The Gemara says, no, two rejections to that. Chada Delo Asachon Sheni B'Shabbos Tiksiv. We never find the words Sheni B'Shabbos are written. Okay? V'od, and more, Makish Sheni Bashal Sheni Kama. We're not going to be a day of the week. We're going to compare the first time it says Sheni, which is a month. The second time it says Sheni, also has to be a month. Ma Sheni Kama Chodesh, Av Sheni Basar Chodesh. So to the second mention of Sheni, is going to be a Chodesh. So Sheni, so it says, V'chichal Livnos B'Chodesh HaSheni, which means Iyar. Right? So it's called Basheni, which means it's the second month to his counting of his kingdom in the fourth year. So Mark Tosos just asks, what do you mean, Lo Ashachan Sheni B'Shabbos? What about creation? Tosho says, interesting Tosos, towards the bottom, Sheni B'Shabbos Lo Ashachan, V'haksiv V'yer V'yivoker Yom Sheni. That's Sheni. So Gemara says, Mefarish Mishalmi, number one, he says, Ein Lemeidim B'Briyoso Shel Olam. We can't learn anything out from B'Briyoso Olam. Klomar Dilav Ashabbos Kai. Because that's not, theoretically, it's a fascinating Tosos, theoretically, it's not talking about a real day of the week. Maybe it's not the day of the week. He says, Ela Shehaya Yom Sheni L'Briyoso Shel Olam. It's just the second day in creation. But who says it means it's the second day of the week? Like, we have weeks. There is no natural phenomenon other than Shabbos. There's no natural cosmological phenomenon for weeks. Right? There's a natural phenomenon for months, which is the moon. There's a natural phenomenon for a year, which is rotation around the sun. But there's no natural phenomenon for a day. But there's nothing for a week.
So,
right, so other than... other. I'm saying it's not the it's not natural. I'm saying it doesn't. Ptosis is indicating that maybe you can't learn from there, because who says that that's talking about the actual literal days of the week? Interesting. It's an interesting Ptosis.
Yes, that's one of the amazing signs of creation, because every society throughout the world has 7 days.
One of the biggest writers they use to prove the existence of God.
That what?
Every society has a 7 day.
Right, right. Where do they get that from?
Everyone.
Right, everyone gets that from. It's not a natural phenomenon, but it's a religious.
It's not a 7 day.
Right,
cycle.
Right. But who says the day of the week? Right.
By the way, okay.
Right.
But another thing is, did they ever say why? Did the Gemara ever say why you go on the first of the month and not on the 15th? Which is, if you counting.
I haven't seen that yet. It's interesting because that's when we left on the 15th.
Right. I don't know how you would practice.
Right.
That.
So at first I said, oh, you'd always do the beginning of the month, but then it's not true because we do Tu B'Shvat. So I don't know. It's a good question. I didn't see it yet. Maybe we do today. I don't remember. Okay. So Tanna Kavasi the Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. That is from the first way that we learned. He says, Tanna Kavasi the Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what this brisa does, it just gives us like the headlines of each pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan learned. And that's all the pasukim that Rabbi Yochanan had. Because it says, Minayin she'ein monin lehem malachim ela minisan. I don't know we count from Nisan. Shenemar, the pasuk says, right? So you have the Hekesh of Malchus Shlomo, Tisis Mitzrayim. And Tisis Mitzrayim is from Nisan, so Malchus Shlomo is from Nisan. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Vayal Aaron HaKohen El Hora. How do we know that, right? How do we know that we count from Tisis Mitzrayim, from Nisan? It says, Vayal Aaron HaKohen El Hora Har, Al-Pi Hashem, Uksiv, Ahiba Abim Shanabas Dei Chodesh, Uksiv Acharei Koso HaSichon, Ve'omer Vishma Kanani. That's the previous limud goes through all the psukim, and our gemara is plugged in the limudim. Here is just a brisa giving you like the rashi tables of those psukim. Okay, so now comes Rav Chisda and says, that which we said, that we count kings, right, and so therefore we date the shtaros based on the year of the kings, and we base it on Nisan, Amar Rav Chisda lo shanu, that the Echa ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, that's El l'malcha Yisrael, that's only for Jewish kings. Aval l'malcha umos ha'olam, when it comes to non-Jewish kings, make Tishrei meninan. For them, we count based on Tishrei. So that whole, all these limudim that we just had before, only counts for the Jewish kings, but for Malchus of Goyim, of non-Jews, we count starting from Tishrei. Shenemar, as he quotes the first pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah, which says, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachliya, is the words of Nehemiah, Vayhi b'chodesh Kislev, which is in Kislev, which month is Kislev? Okay, it's Kislev, Shnas Esrim, in the 20th year, right? So he says, Uksiv, and then it says after this, it says in Perek Beis pasuk Aleph, Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan, so that's Chodesh Nisan, so he goes from Kislev all the way to Nisan, right? Shnas Esrim le'artach Shasta, the 20th year. Oh, wait a second. He just went from Kislev to Nisan, and they're both called the 20th year. If Nisan started the new year, it should be the 21st year. Right? So he says, Midekai b'kislev b'kari le'shnas Esrim. B'kai b'nisan b'kari le'shnas Esrim. Michlal the Rosh Hashanah, Lav Nisan Hill. All that proves, though, is that Nisan is not the Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise it would be year 21. So the Gemara says, okay, it's not necessarily true. Bilshan, well, how do we know it's the same count? The first time it says Shnas Esrim. The second time it says Shnas Esrim La'artach Shasa. That's talking about the king. Maybe the first time it's not counting based on the years of the king. It says Bishma Heyach Mifarish La'artach Shasa. Elahai, the first pasuk that's talking about of Kislev, which says Shnas Esrim, it says it's Tam. Mimai Dila Artach Shasta. Maybe who says it's talking about counting the years of the reign of the king? Dilma Liminyan Achrinu. Maybe it's based on some other counting. And what other counting would be, I don't know. So Amar Rav Papa, this is where we said before, we did it for 40-40, we said just like Rav Papa does 20-20, this is where Rav Papa said, he says, Shnas Esrim, Zer Shava. It says Shnas Esrim in both cases. Ma Hasam La'artach Shasta, Avkan La'artach Shasta. Just like one place is talking about the 20 years to the reign of the king, so to where it says 20 years in the other place, it's talking about the reign of the king. So the Gemara says, okay, your proof was the fact that we went from point one was Kislev, and point two was Nisan. Who says? Maybe the Nisan story took place first, and the Kislev story took place second, so we're going from Nisan year 20 to Kislev year 20, which would prove that Tishrei is not the new year. Right? We might say the Kislev Kodim. Dilma might say the Nisan Kodim. Maybe the story that took place in Nisan is first. It's just, I don't understand why the Gemara has the Havamina, because it's a Shan, the Psukim just don't make sense that way. What happens is that, and the Gemara's going to go through this, Nehemiah is told a story by somebody, and then he relates that story to the king. So he can only relate that story after he's been told the story to begin with. And that's what the Gemara, says. The Gemara says, Lo Sakadaita, that can't be. The Tanya of a Brisa. It's Dvarim Sha'amar Chanani L'Nechemni B'Kislev, Amar Nechemni L'Melech B'Nisan. The things that Chanani, the story that Chanani told Nehemiah in Kislev, Nehemiah goes tells his boss, because he worked for the king, goes tells his boss in Nisan. I mean, it's just clear in the Psukim. How do we know? The Gemara brings a Brisa, but it's in the Psukim. Dvarim Sha'amar Chanani L'Nechemni B'Kislev, Shneamar. This is the first three Psukim in Sefer Nehemiah. It's Divrei Nehemni Ben Hachachliya, Vayhi B'Chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim. It was in the 20th. He's in the month of Kislev on the 20th year. Vani Hayisi b'Shushan Rabira, and I am in Shushan. I'm in the capital city. Vayevo Chanani, and Chanani comes to me. Echad me'achai v'huva anashim Yehuda. One of my friends, him and people who are from Yehuda. Right, the people are still living in Yehuda. Va'ashalem al Yehudim, Pleita Hashem Nisharu. I asked him what's the status of the Jews who are still in Yerushalayim. Nisharu Menashavi. They didn't come to Babel. Va'al Yerushalayim, and I asked them about the status of Yerushalayim. Va'yomer li, and they said to me, Hanisharim Hashem Nisharu Menashevi Shav Medina. Those who are still there, Bira'a Gedola Becherpa. They're in bad shape there. All the Kachavim are attacking them. They're in bad shape. V'chomos Yerushalayim Mufvo Retzas, and the walls of Yerushalayim are breached. V'sharei Nitztu Be'etz, and the gates are burnt down. Right. So those are the things were told to him. And then Amra Nechemil Melech Nisan. And then, I guess, a couple months later in Nisan, Nehemiah relates this to the king. Shenamar, that's the pasuk, that's in Nehemiah Perak Beis, Pesukim Aleph Rav. It says, Vahiba Chodesh HaNisan, it's in Nisan. Shnas Esrim L'Achar Shtach L'Ar Tach Shestam Melech, the 20th year of the reign of the king. Yayin Lefanov, they brought wine before the king. The Esa Es HaYayin, and I carried the wine. Ve'enol Melech, I gave it to the king. Ve'lo Hayisi Ro Lefanov, and I didn't look right. I was depressed. I didn't look right. And the Melech says to me, why are you so down? I know you're not sick. Why do you look ill if you're not sick? So he says, as the king says, this isn't a physical illness. You must have something bothering. Something's weighing on you. So he says, or means you must be scared because you want to do something to me. You want to poison me, you want to do something to me. So by Irah Harbe Mod, Nehemiah says, I was very nervous, I was very scared that he would think that I would do something to the king. Va'omer la'melech, and I said to the king, Ha'melech lo'om yichye, don't worry, the long live the king, I'm good for you, I'm there to support you. So Madua ba'at, why should I not be sad? This is echoes of Esther. Madua lo yeru panai asher ha'ir, why should my face not be long? Because of the city, the city which is like the burial plot of my forefathers is destroyed. And its gates have been consumed by fire. So the Melech said back to me, well, what are you asking for? Again, sounds like Esther, right? And I, Nehemiah, davened to Hashem. And I said to the king, again, sounds like Esther. If it's good, if it finds favor in the eyes of the king, the imyitav avdechal panecha, and if it's mukubal on you, asher tishlacheni al Yehuda, send me to Yehuda. I want to fix things up over there. El ir kibros avosai, to the land of my forefathers, ve'avnena, and I'll build it. Vayom eli amelech, and the melech said, v'hashagel yoshevas itzlo, and the shagel. So shagel might be the princess, the queen. And the shagel was sitting with him. They both said, ad masai yeh mehalchecha, how long are you going to be there? End up being there for 12 years, I believe. He says, "Ad matay yam hachacha u'matay tashuv." And when are you going to come back? So, Vayitav, he must have given him a time. And this is Vayitav Lei Melech Vayishlacheni Vet Nolazman. He sent me and I gave him a time frame that I'll be back. Bottom line is, though, let's learn a little Navi today, learn a little Ksuvim today. The bottom line is, this all took place after he was told it. He was told the story in Kislev. He relates it to Nisan. They're both year 20, so we overlapped Nisan and we didn't change the year. And so you see that you're not counting Rosh Hashanah for Malachim for non-Jewish kings in Nisan. Gemara says, no. Who says? Mesi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, going to ask on Rav Chizda. This is, again, this is in Chagai, also talking about Binyan by Sheni. It says, Biyom Esrim Va'arba L'Chodesh, on the 24th day of the month, Bashishi, in the 6th month, which would be Elul, right, so Chav Dalet Elul, Bishnash Shtayim L'Daryavish, the second year of Daryavish. So Daryavish is likely before the one in Ezra, so you get Korish, Daryavish, and Artachashta. Also, again, this is become, we'll see, this is a big problem.
There's
a big problem because the counting, that there's 168 missing years based on the counting, the Chazal count based on Sayyid Olam Rabba, as opposed to the secular counting, which is listed in the Persian list. It's about 100, right, we say that the base of the second base of the 420 years. According to their counting, it's like 570, 580 years. There's a whole, there's a discrepancy in the chronology. So, okay. He says, so here we're talking about the 24th month, 24th day of the 6th month, Bishnashnayim Dayavish, in the second year of the king of Dayavish, Uksiv, and the next Pasuk talks about Bashvi in Tishrei, Vesrim Echad HaChodesh, the 21st day of, he says here in the Gemara, Bishnashtayim, those words don't appear in the Pasuk, but the Gemara is assuming it's the same year, but it's a continuation of the story. So Bashvi, Vesrim Echad HaChodesh, V'im Isa, if you can tell me that Rosh Hashanah for the Malchei Umas HaOlam is in Tishrei, it should say Bashvi Bishnash Shalosh Mivayilei. It should flip. It should explain to us that we just flipped a year from year 2 to year 3, but it doesn't. So Gemara says Amar Rabbi Avo, no, Koresh is different. Amar Rabbi Avo, Koresh Melech Kasher Haya. Koresh was a righteous king. Lefikach Mona Lo Kimalchei Yisrael. That's why he's counted like Malchei Yisrael, which would be Nisan. We just talked about Daryavish. So why is this Koresh? Why are you ringing me Koresh? That's what the Gemara is going to say.
Yeah. There's something interesting here he's talking with Daryavish. So Koresh was the son of Ahasuerus and Esther, right?
But Daryavish. Well,
Daryavish.
Right.
So he was Jewish.
Yeah.
So if he was Jewish, why are we counting? So he says there, according to this Maharit Al-Ghazi, if somebody is Jewish but is raised by his father, who's a goy, actually considered like a goy, and according to him, he would even need conversion. Now, Rabbi Yosef rejects that. Okay. Most folks can reject that. However, if he's it goes according to the people that are under him. So if he's reigning over goyim, he's considered like a goyish king.
Okay.
If he's reigning over Jews, he's considered
right. Like what if he's reigning over both? Because here he's reigning over both.
No, but was the majority?
Right. The Shushan Abira, the capital. I hear. Right. Okay. And this is very difficult. So he says, Masifa Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asked Rav Yosef, Chad, the question number one, the Im Kain, Kosher Kray Adadi. If that's the case, then we have two psukim that are sosar each other. Because by Ezra, it says, the Ksiv, Vishayetzi Baisa, Dina Adyom Tlatza, Vlirach Adar, Dishnash Shesh Lamachos Dayavish Macha. The finished completion of the Beis HaMikdash was in the third day of the 11th month, of the 12th month of Adar, in the 6th year of the reign of Dayavish. Betanya, and we know the Bryce says, Va'oso Zman L'shana Hava, at the same time, the next year, Allah Ezra Mibav the Galus Uoimo, Ezra came up, V'ksiv V'yavo L'Yerushalayim, V'chodesh Chamishi, comes in Av, which means we passed the Nisan, Hishnas Hashvi'i L'melech, which would be the 7th year of Melech. V'im Isa, if it's true that Rebo says that we count Daryavish from Nisan, because he's a righteous king, Shnas Sheminis Mivayle, it should be the 8th year, because we've overlapped 13 months, it should be the 8th year. He says, Va'od, and Mora says, next question, Midami, what's the comparison? Hasam Koresh, Hachar Dayavish. One talking about Koresh, one talking about Dayavish. So Mora says, no, Tatna, Lona Brysa, who Koresh, who Dayavish, who Artachshasa. It's all the same person, which again becomes, chronologically, becomes very difficult when it comes to listing the kings, that they're different people. And not only that, I mean, there's two Koreshes, there's two Dayavishes. It could be that Artachshasa is like Kaiser or Taro. Right, that's the name given. So it gets even more confusing of which person we're talking about. Says Mar says, Mikol Mokum Kasha. Melo is still a Kasha because we have two psukim that contradict each other. From Sefer Chagai, it's Mashma that they counted Daryavish from Nisan. And Sefer Ezra, it's Mashma they counted him from Ezra. Daryavish or Koresh going with the Gemara, that's the same person. So Amar Rebbe, I mean, there's a lot on this. There's Rav Shulam Schwab has a whole piece about the missing 168 years. There was a book written, I think, by the rabbi's friend, exactly. Rabbi Alexander Hul, I think, is his name. He wrote a book. It's not even available on Amazon. It's sold out. I checked. You have a copy of it?
Yeah.
All right, so it's is it easy read or probably not?
Yeah.
Oh, is it easy read?
Yeah.
All right. So there's a lot written on that. So he says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Lokasha, if you go online, also just go online and type in missing 168 years, you'll get a slew of things.
Anybody want to give the short
one? Yeah. No,
there is no short version.
The problem is you can't make...
it's hard to make it fit.
The problem is you can't make Alexander the Great and Shimon HaTzadik fit.
Right. Also,
so you have to go from here, which starts it, to there. Because those are the dates we have to track, and we can't make it fit.
So we have, from the time the Chazal, they based on Seder Olam Rabbah, which is a historical book written by an Amora, I guess. Tana. What's his name? Yosef Bar Chalafta, who wrote Seder Olam Rabbah. And his counting leaves only 420 years for the second Beis Hamikdash, whereas you go through the Babylonian and Persian history, which is explicit, it's clear, and we have it. They have many more kings on their list, and it expands the amount of time, an extra 170 years, basically. So there's a contradiction. How you fix the contradiction? There's a lot of ink spilt on that. So to give you a Reader's Digest, can't. There's a book by
25 on
the
Amud Aleph.
What?
Note 25 on the Amud Aleph.
Okay. There's a book also by this guy. He wrote a thesis. His name is Mitchell First. I forgot the name of the book. Guy from Teaneck. He goes through all the different shitos of how to explain, how different people try to explain it differently.
Except my there's no real answer.
Not that I mean, everyone has their theory. I don't know that. Everyone has a theory. There's a big problem.
Rounding up to kings, you know.
God purposely concealed it, and things like that.
It's based on ancient Greek historians who also could have got it wrong. Josephus wrote his history based on the way he wanted to project.
Right, could be. It could be. There's a lot on it. Okay, let's finish up. So Gemara says, we have a problem though now. Bottom line is, we have a stira, because we're saying that Koresh and Daryavish are the same person, and in one place we're counting Daryavish based on Tishrei, and one place we're counting Daryavish based on Nisan, and you said that the non-Jewish kings we count based on Tishrei, so we saw Daryavish, and we saw Daryavish was kosher. But then the next place we see that we're counting him based on Tishrei. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Lokasha Kan Kodem Shehichmitz Kan La'achar Shehichmitz. It depends. Before he was good at first, and therefore they counted him like Malchai Yisrael, they counted him from Nisan. Then in Sefer Ezra they counted him from Tishrei, because that's after he became a Rasha. So the Gemara could pick up tomorrow and says, who says, at what point in time did he actually turn and flip to become a Rasha? Okay, so we'll stop here in the last line on Gimel Amud Beis.